Yeah, quite a while ago. I think we're talking like 2 years. Phil's repeater suddenly just started, you know, acting up. He had a bad match. His antenna was all goofy. And so he had to get a tower crew out. So it started, and he had to get a new antenna and all this other stuff. So it started this whole process for him. And he finally got the antenna late last year, and then we got him hooked up with a tower company. He got some, he had funding, because there's multiple projects on the tower, not just his stuff. And so he had funding, and got a company that I've been working with on another project. They came out late. We called them the next day. They were out. It was amazing. 2 day job, and they took care of all the work, put up the new antenna, swapped the antenna, checked everything, and well, I don't know if they swapped, I'm not sure, but so he got a new antenna that he purchased last year up finally, and when he went to put the whole thing back online, he found out his PA was bad too, so I dug around in my stuff, and I found a PA, and I brought him a VHF one instead of a UHF one, oops. So then we got together again, and I got him the right one, a UHF, and then he had to kind of configure, you know, he had to finagle it so that, because the output of his repeater was not enough to drive this amp to full output, so he had to figure out how he was going to accomplish that. Anyhow, to make a long story even longer, that's how he got it all back up and online. You know, through a combination of things, but yeah, it was a long time coming—about 2 years—and a lot of stuff had to happen.